Blog Talk Radio.
They ain't talking money, let them moonwalk. If they phony, let them.
we never lose. We call it life lessons, but God bless it. Check it.
Let's get it, baby.
Ain't no ponies in my solar system.
Solar system.
No fake homies in my solar system. Money never over. Wisdom 750, new edition. All money legal, baby. No taxes. The system
go. The system go.
I give it to you how you want me. Only melanin can judge me. Sell with diesel polar rugbies.
You see it.
They celebrate on smaller portions, talking cheap. Time is cost and place your bet. Life's an auction if they ain't money talking.
Money talking.
Let them moonwalk.
Moonwalk.
El Jefe, New York.
Let's get it, baby.
Ain't no Judas in my solar system.
Solar system.
Cause I got shooters in my solar system.
Solar system.
They ain't talking money. Let them moonwalk.
Go. Go.
If they phony, let them moonwalk.
You see it. You see
they
it.
They ain't about it. Let them moonwalk.
Oh, yeah.
You got haters, let them moonwalk.
Let's get it,
no phonies in my solar system.
Solar system.
No fake homies in my solar system.
Solar system.
They ain't talking money, let them moonwalk.
Go. Go.
If they phony, let them moonwalk.
This ain't music, it's a libation.
Oh, yeah.
Rubber band rap, dead Caucasian.
Let's get it, baby.
Green back full of Freemasons. I'm on my 33rd.
You see.
Ghost of Black Herman by Ben Frank. So shout out to Ben Frank, who is now on the line, and we're going to be talking to him shortly. For all those who want to give him a call, you can dial in at 818-495-6975, and you'll be live. Our chat room is now currently open. Or you can tweet Ben Frank at his Twitter page, and, you know, you can let us know what you guys have to say. Or you guys can tweet the Intune Show at Intune Show, and I will let Ben Frank know what you have to say. So being that we have limited time these days, we're going to just jump right into the interview because you guys talk with me all the time, but you're not here for me, you're here for Ben Frank. So without further ado, let's bring on Ben Frank. How you doing this evening?
Let's get it, baby.
What's up?
Chilling.
Good. Yeah, it is. It's a good night, and, you know, I just want to welcome you to the Intune Show. I know it's long overdue, so we're finally here. And I just want to say this whole time, you know, for those who noticed, I've been listening in that I accidentally clicked on the song and it replayed the track, and I said, you know what, it must have been, you know, like, that's what's supposed to happen. Because
yeah,
I
thought you
were
just trying to get your DJ on
or
something, you know. So you just rewind the selector, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted those who was just tuning in to hear that. And then above all of that, how that even took place was because I was jamming. So now the cat's out of the bag that Miss P was actually dancing, and that's how it all occurred. So, you know, it was a good thing. It was a good thing. I have more minutes to get my little, you know, sway in there. So how you doing tonight?
That's fine. Oh, I'm blessed, you know. I'm blessed. Happy to be here, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. So for our listeners who are just getting in tune to your style, your music, and your name, you know, tell us, how would you describe yourself in your music?
Yes, it's all about, you know, motivating the people, enlightening people, giving something to the people that hasn't been done before. You already know, all money's legal, a middle, ambition, motivation, mm-hmm. intelligent life. So, you know. It's an acronym of both polarities. So we give it to you however you want. You know, of course, we got the Hip Hop Stock Exchange. It's all about financially educating people through hip hop. Something different, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's touch on that a little bit. You know, financially educating people through hip hop. What made you come up with that? I mean, of course, there's a million different reasons where people can just, you know, come to this conclusion about, okay, he did this or he decided to go down this road for this reason. But tell us, from your personal experience, why did you decide to, you know, educate people through hip-hop and that nature?
Definitely. Growing up in New York City, Queens, New York, South Side, Jamaica, Queens, you know, a lot of our peoples, you know, is not really financially educated, pretty much stuck in the same situation. Our people pretty much not going anywhere, you know. Got people in the hood buying all type of cars and spending that money on different things, but don't own no homes, don't own nothing, you know what I mean? So I took the time, you know, I had an epiphany to financially educate myself, you know what I'm saying? Taught myself real estate, taught myself the stock market, economics, ended up buying a house, you know what I mean, and getting into real estate and condos and stuff back when the market was really good in the middle of 2000s. So you know, I created a hip-hop stock exchange because I wanted to make a difference. I wanted to leave a legacy in hip-hop, and that's the best way to do it, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's interesting, and I think that's, you know, something that a lot of, I mean, I've never, let's not even say a lot, I'll take that back, retract, I've never heard anyone, you know, describe their mission and their vision in that regard in terms of educating people financially, and that's right there is two thumbs up from me to you, because, yeah, we can all use a little bit of that to be grounded and to, you know, totally invest, like you said, the stock exchange, invest more in ourselves rather than just throwing our money down the drain.
That's right. That's something that's going to come back to you, you know what I'm saying? Don't just don't blow your money out there, then you're left with a whole bunch of trinkets and stuff, and then it ain't worth nothing, you know?
Mm-hmm. So outside of, you know, being an awesome person, as everyone sees and knows, because he does faithfully get up every single day and tweet out everybody. I mean, it's just amazing. I'm just like, oh, my God, I have to get better with this. But every time I come regard, like, oh, you know, I got to get better with this, Ben Frank always, you know, show Miss P and a lot of others up all the time.
You know, I love y'all. You know, y'all my favorite show. You know, other than my
home. You know. So tell us a little bit about, you know, being a radio host and how you got started with that.
Oh, man, of course, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, you know, right down the dial, Blog Talk Radio, live every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 8:30 p.m. And, you know, it's all about financially educating people through hip-hop. We interview people that work behind the scenes in the music industry to, you know, educate any artists that's listening. So the show's been going on for 2 years. We had, you know, a lot of great people call in, A&Rs, entertainment lawyers, DJs, producers. You know, we got models calling in, a lot of different people calling in just giving advice on the music industry, what goes on behind the scenes. So beautiful thing, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, like I said, I can't stress enough. And, you know, you really, 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 although people started saying, oh, my mission is this and I'm putting the show together for this reason, people don't always stay the course. You know,
yes.
They always, you know, start off with this big idea and it winds up fiddling out because they don't have, you know, the ambition or the desire or whatever it is that goes through their daily life to just carry on and to bring to, you know, their network what they stated they first were going to do. But again, a shout out to Ben Frank and his team and everything that you do, because again, like I said, you're very consistent, and that's the reason why I, you know, always adore you for just being who you are and remaining true to yourself. That way others can, you know, gain off of, you know, you, because it's like eye-opener to me, like, oh my God, I got to get better with this. He does this every day. If he could do it, I could do it.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
So you motivate me.
I got perseverance. I got perseverance tattooed on my stomach. I'm, you know, once I get started, I don't stop. If it's something or goal I want, you know, I ain't worried about the in-between. You know what I mean?
Right. Absolutely. I definitely know what you mean. So besides being ambitious, a motivational, intellectual, and I'm a radio host, a music artist, and also that's the founder of, you know, Hip Hop Stock Exchange. Are there any other, you know, things, passions, or any other goals that you have set for yourself that you want to bring forth that people aren't conscientious of?
Yes, definitely, definitely. In 2011, I had the opportunity to teach an economics course in a high school, economics and finance, downtown Manhattan. I'd definitely like to do something like that again, give, you know, lectures on economics to high school students and anybody, really. You know what I'm saying? That was a blessing just to be able to do that. It was so surreal to be able to teach inside of a New York City high school, because when I was growing up in high school, I really wasn't in high school, and then to be able to go around and teach kids, you know, something is a blessing, you know. So a lot of different things. We got, you know, the whole radio show going on. We got Hip Hop Stock Exchange expanding. Music is getting bigger and bigger. You know, just growing, you know, keeping it consistent, like you said.
Absolutely. So tell us about some of the people that you have on your team and the roles that they play to help everything just do what it does.
Of course. My young gunner, Devin Mill, 22, hungry artist right now. He just dropped his first mixtape last year. Working on a second right now. Of course, you can listen to a lot of the songs on my mixtape I just dropped, Omen Illegal Volume 7, God's Hour. You know, and my family, ROY, Lord Nez from Queens, and, you know, just a lot of people behind the scenes doing things here and there, but, you know, it's mostly, you know, tight-knit group, you know?
Absolutely. So, being from Queens, and I'm also born and raised in Queens myself.
Shit, what part?
You name it. I was born in Queens General Hospital, so, you know, I was like a nomad all around Jamaica, Roseville. I lived in Hollis. I lived all over.
All right. Right by the rock
yeah,
and all that. Okay.
All that. Okay. Only far. I never went to, you know, Far Rockaway or any of that, but, you know, I definitely stayed around Jamaica border somewhere, not too far away from, you know.
So you probably know
life.
Some of the same people.
I don't think I really would, because I was very sheltered at that point in my life, so I really had no opportunities to know anybody.
They kept you in the house, huh?
Yeah, they kept me definitely in the house, first girl, first grandchild.
You wasn't on Jamaica Avenue, huh?
No way. If I was on Jamaica Avenue, I was waiting for the bus.
I know that's right.
Exactly. So, being from Queens and being from the South Side, of course, do you have a lot of your, you know, community support and your music and the things that you're trying to bring forth to others?
I say, you know, all of Queens and all of New York City hold me down. You know, it's pretty much broad because you got the internet nowadays, so you can really build a fan base and build support relationships, you know. All over the world, we definitely have a big fan base in Europe, definitely in the UK. We did a couple songs with artists from London, and definitely a big fan base in Canada. But definitely New York City, of course, that's home, you know. A lot of indie artists, you know, support me. I support AG, The Coroner, Lord Nez, Pook to Life, Nutso, PPM, Spit Gems, you know. New York underground scene is people don't, might not realize it, but it's, you know, people support each other. People say New York City artists don't support each other, but we do, you know.
Absolutely. And from the time you started till now, you know, how have you grown as an individual, as a man, as an artist, as an entrepreneur, you know, as Ben Frank, how have you grown? What are some of those things?
We've pretty much been going hard with this All Money Legal since 2009. I shot my first video in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, 2009. Since then, pretty much it's a blessing because, you know, it's all about perseverance and having realistic goals, you know, with this music thing. We pretty much dropped 8 mixtapes now, you know, and fan base been growing and support been growing, especially globally. And it just, you know, I look back at the first couple mixtapes and you listen to the last couple mixtapes and you can hear the difference, you can hear the growth, you know what I mean? Like, back in 2009, 2010, I really wasn't on the metaphysics, and now it's a different story, so my music's a little different. Like, you hear a song like Ghost of Black Herman, and you compare it to one of my first songs I did back in 2009, you know, you tell a difference, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And, you know, I love your music. I do listen to it on my iPod, you know. And,
Thank you, sis.
Not a problem. I'm definitely into it. Be at the gym, and I just put on my little random, and when it comes up, you know, I just be going hard. So now I have, you know, my new track you just sent me today and what we just heard, and, you know, I'm into it. I'm excited. That's right. I'm going to be moonwalking.
Moonwalking,
trying to keep up, not to trip and break my neck, but I'm definitely going to be moonwalking on the treadmill. So, definitely. So tell me, you know, do you like doing collaborations with people? Are you looking
for any? Of course. Definitely. You know, we did 2 songs with artists from the UK, my homeboy, Iron Braids, my other homie, John Tanner from London. Got a lot of support from overseas. We're doing, you know, working with, of course, my ROI family, Lord Nez, Pook to Life, Devin Mill. We're working with some brothers out there in Ohio. We're doing some songs with, did some collabs with some artists from the South. We're definitely all over because, you know, with the internet age, you could just, you know, do a song, email to whoever, anywhere in the world, and they could put their 16 on it. So we're definitely looking for more and more collabs. Build the brand. All money's legal, you know.
Absolutely. And if you was to, you know, say, okay, you, no, not if you was, but you have to be certain individuals that you already are in the works with or already have done some work with, but if an artist was listening right now was interested in doing a collab with you or some work with you, what would you be looking for in that artist?
Just real music, man. If you rapping about stuff you don't do, I ain't fucking with you. Like, real talk. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, real music. Don't rap about Porsches and Lamborghinis and you living in your mama house. I ain't putting no 16 on that shit. Like, you know, that's somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, real. Just keep it 100.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it real. Real hip-hop.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? I think that kind of, like, sums it up for that, where Ben Frank is looking for in an individual. Just be real. Just be real.
That's
rap
it.
Rap about
that's
what you have and what you know.
Right.
So I know, you know, you're gaining a lot of momentum, and like you said, a lot of, you know, your fan base is like practically all of it, including the UK. But when someone around your way or around, you know, in certain areas you travel recognize you, how do you react to that? How does that make you feel?
Oh, it's a blessing. It's a blessing, and it just shows that, you know, you're putting in all the work with the music, and, you know, it's not being done. It's not being taken for granted. It's not being done for no reason. When somebody, you know, gives you positive comments on your songs, on your YouTube, on the DatPiff, on the Reverb Nation, on Twitter, on Facebook, you know, it's just a good feeling. It goes to show you that all the time and effort and hard work you're putting in to the brand and to the music, you know, being well-received, you know. There's a lot of cats out here that's been rapping, you know, 10, 15 years and still ain't getting nowhere with it, you know what I mean? So I'm just blessed to have, you know, the support of the people. And it's all about making real music. If your music is real and it's authentic and it's true and it's a good content, good message, and people can benefit from your brand, then you're going to get the support and the love. That's all. You know?
Absolutely. That's true. Very well said. So put in music, put in that, you know, put in hip hop exchange, putting in being a radio host, having your own show, et cetera, to just die for a minute. And, you know, what do you do, like, in your downtime? Because it seems like you're always busy. So what do you do to just, you know, maintain and get in touch with that zen?
With that zen? Well, other than collecting rent, because I'm a landlord, you know, I be studying my metaphysics, you know. I be having here and there, Phil Valentine, you know. Going up some sour. Sipping on some little Hennessy or something, you know.
That's your zen,
show.
Like, pay me.
Yeah, just sit there and meditate and pay me. Somebody knock on the door, it is it. Just like that. You know? Landlord like
I love it.
It ain't easy. Somebody got to do it.
Yeah, somebody has to do it. That zen all comes in soon. That money is transported into my hand. Then, you know, we're all good, and I'm at peace.
If you're in New York City and you need rental space, holler at me. Gotcha.
Okay. So, I mean, you know, there's tons and tons of people that probably need that, so you definitely need to fill them in or where they need to direct you, I mean, contact you directly, because there are so many people that need, like, rental space for different things. Do you... Is it just, you know, is it commercial? Is it residential? Is it studio time? What
it's residential.
Okay, awesome.
You can be my broker, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Be my broker.
I mean, I love connecting. I love, you know, connecting the dots. So if I could be any help for anybody who's definitely trying to get in touch with Ben Frank and a little shy, which a lot of people are, let me know. And if he will definitely connect you guys to him. So... Tell me. What is your typical day outside of, you know, the Henny music and all the other awesome things that you do in collecting rent? What do you do? What's your typical day like?
Oh, man. Like, you know, I'm into metaphysics, so, you know, saying Brother Bobby Hemmett or Phil Valentine or, you know, spending time with family, going to the gym, you know. Of course, working on new music, because we edit our own videos, shoot our own videos, we do all our own graphics, so, you know, everything's in the house, so that's, you know, work right there, but, you know, ain't enough hours in the day. It should be like 27 hours in a day. Ain't enough time in the day.
Yeah, 27.
You know, so much to do. You know how New Yorkers are. Yeah. Sleep like 5 hours a day and still ain't enough time in the day.
It's so true. It's definitely true. So with those services that you have in terms of, like, graphics and editing and all that stuff, do you extend that out to the public?
As far as,
like,
the graphics,
can people,
pretty
like,
much,
buy a package or something?
Yeah, we got something like that. We definitely have a lot of different promotional packages for artists. Everybody can check out the Hip Hop Stock Exchange, www.hhse.biz. Check out the promotional services, and we got different promotional packages for artists and for advertising. If different companies want advertising space on the site, check it out. We got about 1,000 viewers every day. We got over almost 500,000 viewers in 3 years now. The count is there, you can see for yourself. So, I mean, we're doing numbers. We got the viewership, so, you know, a lot of different stuff we offer.
That is so awesome. I love it. So do you have any, like, future venues or any, you know, places that you're going to be performing that people can look out for you for?
Definitely. If you're in the New York City area, I'm pretty much sure you already know about the Pyramid Lounge downtown Manhattan, right near East Houston Street, usually performing there. We just performed November 4th at the New York City Marathon in Harlem. On the east side during the marathon. We got the YouTube video up there on our YouTube. Check that out. You know, it's always something new. But definitely, any new venues will definitely be promoted on Facebook and Twitter. So, you know, we out here. Yeah.
Absolutely. So do you have any, you know, personal models or mission statements that you live by faithfully and you encourage others to do as well?
That's right. Get your mind right. Get your money right. Let's get it, baby. Let's get it, baby. Shit. All my money legal.
Simple as that.
Ambition, motivation is life. Simple as that.
Absolutely. So, Ben, tell people where they can stay in tune with you, where they can find you, and I definitely want to have you back on sooner than later.
Definitely. Everybody check out the Hip Hop Stock Exchange, www.hhse.biz. Definitely check out All Money Legal, you know, the music brand, at www.amilnetwork.com. And, you know, all the Twitter links and the Facebook links, they're on the amilnetwork.com page, you know what I'm saying? If you want to learn a little bit about banks and how money works and real estate and stocks and bonds, check out the Hip Hop Stock Exchange. Check out the weekly radio show every Wednesday, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. It's on Blog Talk, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 8:30 p.m. You know, I'm everywhere. You see me on Twitter. You know, sis. You know, we on Twitter.
I know. You're definitely everywhere. All day, every day. And you can be located. Let's just put it like that. So,
that's right. All you got to do is Google Ben Frank Amil, Dev Amil, or just Google Amil. A-M-I-L, we there. You'll pop up.
Absolutely. And is there anything at all that you want to just leave with, you know, your listeners, your supporters, and, you know, the people out there that's now inspired by listening to you say, hey, get your mind right?
Yes. Everybody listening, let's get it, baby. But nah. Definitely download that new mixtape. We got Old Money Legal, House of a Mill on Dat Piff right now. You know, we did 7 mixtapes in about 3-4 year period. We took the best 25 songs of 7 mixtapes and put it on one project, which is House of a Mill. It's on Dat Piff right now. We got Dev a Mill mixtape coming out in the spring. We got my next project after that, As Above, So Below. A lot of heat on there. So, you know, a lot of new videos coming out. We just did a video in the MoMA, New York City Museum of Modern Art. We was running all through the Egyptian artifacts and monuments, filming everything. It's a hot video. You know what I'm saying? Never been done before. So a lot of hot stuff. We got that video of the New York City Marathon show we did, performing, me and Pooh to Life. So we got a lot of good stuff, man. A lot of good stuff. You guys keep working, keep grinding, and stay consistent. And keep it 100, keep it real. It's real music, real stuff. Stuff I rap about, you know what I'm saying, I do, you know what I mean? And we enlighten the people. You see Black Herman. If you don't know who Black Herman is, Google Black Herman. You know what I'm saying? Brother was the biggest magician ever. David Blaine and David Copperfield and all of them, they learned from Black Herman, his brother in the 1920s. He was an illusionist, magician, and he changed the game. He actually got locked up a couple times back in the 20s, and he walked right through the jail bars. They couldn't even hold him. Google Black Herman,
wow.
You see? Yeah, so, you know, we inviting the people. That's right, man. Get your metaphysics.
Definitely, and I'm definitely going to keep looking at those tweets and stuff for new, you know, showcases and stuff that you do coming up so I can come out and support one night.
Of course. Come on down.
I'm definitely going to do that. So be prepared.
You know.
I will be in the house. So without further ado, I'm going to say thank you so much for coming on to the Intune Show tonight. We really enjoyed you. I got a few laughs in there, the first laughs I had all night, so thank you. And we will definitely link up again and talk live about all what's new with Ben Frank and his crew.
That's right. Definitely going to check in with you then, Intune Show. Much love to y'all. All money legal.
More money. Let's get it, Ben Frank. Have a good night.
So you say it better than I do. New York City.
Yes.
Let's get it.
Bye. Yeah, guys, so that was Ben Frank. Love him. And now that I had the opportunity to talk to him, oh, my goodness, I'm just really going to step it up a pace because, like I said, guys, he's always on it. So definitely check him out. If you're about that biz and you're not about that fake-ish. Now, I said ish, guys. I didn't curse. I said ish. So definitely follow him at Twitter. Get on it at IM_BenFrank. Definitely check out the website at AMILnetwork.com. definitely check out Hip Hop Stock Exchange. Check out his show every Wednesday at HHSE_radio and follow the brand and definitely support because we support Ben Frank and all that he do. See the next time, baby. Stay in tune because I want to be in tune with you. Have a good night.